Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Welcome to the No Disrespect Podcast, everybody. Very special episode. We're back from Thanksgiving. I'm here in studio right now, and Shannon is here also, looking radiant, Shannon. I walked in. You were sitting there, back to me, talking to Mike Cannon, who's the host of another podcast that we can't mention on this podcast because we don't like to pull the light away from ourselves. Mike Cannon has been on. He's a dear friend of the podcast, and we wish him the best of luck in his endeavors. But you were talking to him, Shannon, and you had your back to me, and I was like, at the risk of sounding like Justin, who we lost to the dogs, you're looking radiant today, Shannon. What's the glow about?
Thank you. I guess it's just I finally feel not like I'm dying. So I'm just happy to not be dying.
You went through some struggles, which we'll get to. What exactly happened for the fans out there? And what was the conclusion of it?
Something with my appendix is what they thought, but I don't know. I don't really know, but I feel better now, so.
They left it open-ended?
They did, yeah. They went from
They said, something with your appendix, please go home. Is that what they pretty much said?
First they said, you're probably going to need surgery, and then 4 hours later, they were like, your fever is down, so just go home and monitor your symptoms. The end.
Okay, did you actually go to a hospital, or was this more of an improv school that you went to? Because it doesn't sound like it was an actual licensed medical center.
It didn't feel that way.
No.
But
they said, go home, you'll be fine, and you ended up being fine.
Yeah, it healed itself.
Well, welcome back.
Thank you.
You look radiant.
That's good.
Thanks.
Radiant. I'm going to introduce our guests right now. We've got two in studio, and I have a history with these guys and a chemistry that you could say that didn't really work out. Nobody talks about the chemistries that don't work out, and this chemistry did not work out. We previously had a podcast
100
called
episodes.
It's 100 episodes.
So the chemistry was clearly working for some at a time, Michael.
Okay, well, cutting people off is part of the problem, which is another podcast on the Gas Digital Network. I recommend it, Dave Smith. And also, now that I've plugged Dave Smith, Mike Cannon has a great podcast called Irish Goodbye. So, but... We had a podcast called the Passive Aggressive Podcast. We had some chemistry. We couldn't work through our differences. We're going to try to do that today, guys. So I'd like to welcome to the podcast Mr. Ben Rosenfeld.
Hello, Mike. Hello. To be back. Thanks for having me.
You've been on several times.
This is my third and final appearance.
And
yes.
You're a dear friend. So, and we also have from the Passive Aggressive Podcast and from just life in general, Bobby Haha. Bobby, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome.
Are you going to take the mask off? This is a COVID.
You look like a super spreader, and this Ben with his big mouth. Okay, hold on. You want me to take it off? I'll take it off.
No, you take it down. Take it down because you're
in
a safe space. Shannon,
I don't like what Ben said to you about the thing. It didn't have good chemistry. First of all, you weren't even supposed to be on the show. You were supposed to be a tech. Me and Mike felt bad for you, so we made you be on the show because we used your place and your equipment. So that's the only reason why you got on the show.
No.
So just remember that. That's the truth. You know.
Well, no. Ben is a friend, and Ben, we all contributed to the show equally. We all kept our weight. It's like we were all there, and we all worked very hard.
Oh, no, he actually did more as far as the work part.
He did more. Ben did more.
He did the work.
At the technical end of it.
Right.
But
we had the talent.
No, I came in.
And Ben's chemistry was horrible.
We all prepared different ways.
Mike's the asshole who said we had no chemistry. I was defending the three of our chemistry.
You're right.
So I don't know why you're attacking me now.
You know something, Mike? You know why you left?
Yes. No, I don't know why I left, but I have a feeling you're going to tell me with a lot of velocity.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you why.
You have a lot of velocity on this. This podcast...
Excuse me, Michael.
Okay, this podcast
down.
Has to... It has an
calm
arc
down.
To it.
I know
it.
What happened to you
Okay,
at
you're
State.
Coming in real hot.
I know what happened
you're
to you at
You're coming in real hot.
And that's why I feel for you.
Look, the Boy Scouts of America are molesting people.
Yeah,
and for you to bring that up right now is not right.
Right, especially with that coach.
Especially
did you
right
State,
after
when you were on the wrestling team. You know the wrestling team, how that goes. Yeah. How you doing, Mike?
Well, you could see that, guys, the Gas Digital fans can see that the chemistry, we have a certain
chemistry.
But Ben, we have a chemistry that when it goes off the rails, it really causes a train wreck.
I believe the reason you said
which
you
is
left
a great movie, by the way. Shout out to Amy.
Go I believe ahead, the reason you said you left the podcast is because you didn't want to say something on our show that would later get you in trouble and you became famous.
Right. When I became famous, but I was in a feature film.
I saw you and you were great in that film.
Thank you for saying that, Bobby.
Even though I don't like you personally,
right.
In the film, you actually look and act like a fireman would look.
It's called talent.
It's called typecasting. That's the only part you can play, a cop or a fireman.
Oh, because you hate blue-collar first responders, maybe.
Excuse me, sir. I am a first responder all my life, for 40 years.
Well, then how about you fucking cut us a little bit of a break?
Okay.
Okay, because
I'm not one
who,
of those, what do you call those firemen you were?
There's people who volunteer.
Right,
you could do the job of a regular fireman
in my spare time. Yeah, spare time. Thank you for quoting my joke.
Of course, I know all your jokes.
No, it's fantastic. But there's first responders out there, the people who are heroes, and there's also people who walk around looking like first responders, and we're heroes too. So don't respect us also, okay?
Yeah, there's a lot of lookalikes out there.
There is. And, you know, we're people. Ben, you've got the book propped up, and we're going to get to it. It's not plugs yet, Ben. This was part of why our podcast didn't work.
You always try to plug
You're
something.
Trying to plug it, and it's a great book, and we're going to get to it, Ben. But come on. Everything is not marketing, Ben.
I can't just frame the shot and not talk about it. I was going to mention it for a while. Just let the viewers and listeners wonder about it for a bit.
But, Ben, is everything an algorithm to you?
Yes.
Yeah, Ben's like a robot.
No, Ben... this is maybe a little fact that you don't know about Ben. He has 130,000 TikTok followers.
175,000.
175,000. Shannon, damn it. Did we not research this? I look like an asshole. 175,000 TikTok followers.
I don't know what TikTok is.
Oh, don't you? Well,
no.
He threatened.
I just know that Donald Trump shut it down, but if you can still get it, I will get it and I will follow Ben.
Can you dance and lip sync? Other people's music?
No, I can't.
Okay, well, then you don't want to be on it, then. It's a dangerous place for you. TikTok, Ben has 175,000 followers, and oftentimes he threatens me with them, because I only have 10,000. And he goes, you want a problem? You want a problem. And he's poking me in the chat. I'm like, hey, dude,
a lot of those
calm
Proud Boys
down.
Are his
Bobby,
followers.
Bobby, since you're older, I'll explain. TikTok is like YouTube, but the video is vertical instead of horizontal. YouTube is like television, but only in videos of cats. Because you're old.
Is that like Pornhub?
Yeah, it's like Pornhub.
It's not Pornhub.
There you go.
Ben, do you enjoy wielding that power? And do you enjoy threatening me and others with your following?
Yes.
Talk to me about that.
I only started getting a following since May. So the power's still new. I haven't figured out how to unleash it properly yet.
It's gone to your head, though.
Yes.
Definitely.
It's gone to
you
his head.
You can see that. The way he came
I can
in,
see
so aggressive.
The way that he's wielding it.
You see the way he came in here so aggressive towards you with your chemistry and everything?
How about when he picked me up? He gave
I
me
was
a ride.
Defending us, Bobby.
He gave me a ride today, and he goes, okay, meet me by the Burger King. Doesn't pick me up at my place, even though that would be super easy.
And he knows where you live. You live right there.
So close. And he goes, pick me up a coffee. I'm like, what's this about? You know? What's this about? Why do
and
I deserve
And I was going to pick him up. But yes. You know what? He doesn't deserve to go in a Porsche.
Well, he's too good to get picked up. He's like, no, I got my own car. I got my own stuff. And it's like, Ben, reel it in a little bit. Like, we're people.
Right.
You know?
Just because I only drive a Porsche and not a Rolls Royce, you don't have to make fun of me, Ben.
I'm trying to see if I can get Mike to realize he's become my assistant without him knowing it.
Hurtful stuff.
Starts with a coffee.
Yes.
Then you're picking me up at the Burger King. Oh, my neck hurts. Maybe you drive my car. Yeah, I'll just snap in the back.
Is that an algorithm?
I'm going to Kaiser Soze you into being my assistant.
Ben, is that an algorithm?
I think
what you're
do
pulling
it you
on might. Me? A mental trick that you learned at Rutgers?
Right. Rutgers. He went to Penn State.
I went to Penn State. Rutgers is barely a school.
The
I'm sorry.
What did you feel like on Saturday, Mike?
I didn't feel
we
like
a school.
No. Excuse me, Ben. You're interrupting me. What did you feel like on Saturday when Ohio State... a state where you were born, played Penn State, where you are an alumni.
I didn't feel good about it. I didn't watch it, actually, because Penn State is having a rough year. And unlike a true fan, I bail out completely.
Right.
You start losing, I'm not anywhere to be. I'm doing other stuff. You know what I mean? I'm doing other things with my day. So I didn't watch it. But thanks for breaking. Did you come on this podcast to break bad news?
You were torn between two lovers, yeah. Ohio State, the state you were born.
Right.
The Buckeye State.
The Buckeye State.
Columbus, Ohio, yeah. Right there.
At least the Buckeyes and the Nittany Lions, they're kind of like more masculine, more aggressive. They're not like a Scarlet Knight.
Well, you know how I think of it?
A Scarlet Knight? What is that?
I'd think you'd like a Scarlet Knight.
No, I went to USC where we had Trojans. And I was thrown out of there, too. In Long Beach Community College, I was thrown out of before that. And then a couple other schools.
Yeah.
The U.S. Marine Corps, thrown out of lots of places.
No, I was not thrown out of the U.S. Marine Corps, pal. I am retired, and I can show here.
Yeah. But you were thrown into Rikers.
Look, 40 years, pal.
But were you thrown into Rikers?
Service to this country. Well, you're a Russian spy.
Okay, we're going to get to all this because people don't know who you guys are. People are reeling right now in their seats. The Gas Digital fans are not used to this. Okay, they're used to me having complete control over the podcast. They're not used to us coming
in so
hot.
You lost control. Do you know why?
I didn't lose control. I'm maintaining control.
You're not
maintaining.
But barely. Can I tell you why?
But barely.
Can I give you a reason why?
Sure.
Okay. Ben came in here and dominated you from the beginning.
Okay.
Because you know he's a geek that also... What's that school you went to there? Before you went to Rutgers, you were at a very good school.
After Caltech.
After Caltech,
no,
you went to Rutgers.
After Rutgers, Caltech.
Yeah, and then you...
I started from the bottom.
And then you went downhill. You dropped out. Your mother wanted to kill you. I remember that part. Your mother should have killed you to drop out of Caltech. He could have got a PhD and been a scientist somewhere. Instead, he's hacking into people like your computers, and him and all his fans are just like him, you know.
The 175,000?
I have a lot of 12-year-old fans.
No, they're the same the guys that watch The Big Bang Theory.
Right.
They watch Ben. They will hack into your computer and they will destroy your life, Mike.
I think you're talking about virgins.
Yeah, they're all incels.
Oh, they're incels.
Yes.
They're voluntary.
Involuntary. Celibates.
Is that who your fan base is, Ben?
Well,
Be honest with us here.
A lot of my TikTok fans are 12 or 14 years old, so I assume they are virgins, yes.
Is Dungeons & Dragons not a thing anymore? Is that the way they follow you?
Yeah, I am the new Dungeons & Dragons.
You are the new Dungeons & Dragons. And Dungeons & Dragons was really popular, Bobby.
Yeah, I remember
so before you jump on it and you start to try to tear Ben up, he's got 175,000 12-year-olds who might have a thing or two to say to you.
They're not going to say anything to me because I don't talk to 12-year-olds.
No.
Except my children and grandchildren.
Not since the judge's ruling.
There's no judge's ruling here, pal.
Thank you. Ben, that was pretty solid.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's why Ben has 120,000 in him because he's doing things.
He has 175,000.
Oh, 175,000. Excuse me, Ben. I didn't mean to disrespect you like that.
No.
No disrespect.
Okay. No disrespect. When we use the thank you, Shannon. When we use the name of the podcast on the podcast, universes collide, a black hole opens up, and we gain more subscribers.
Shannon might be glowing on the outside, but she's a little slow on the inside today, Mike.
You know
if
what?
How could you attack Shannon?
She babysat your daughter the last time that you came in here.
She did a great job.
She babysat your daughter.
Such a disgusting pig you've turned into.
Ben, you've turned on the No Disrespect podcast.
Yeah.
And you've turned on the fans.
And he turned on America.
He turned on America. We're going to get to Ben. Let's actually do a deep dive into who Ben actually is. I have your name here, Ben, and I've done my research. But it's not just I know you. Okay, that's not what this podcast is. Oh, I know you. We're friends. It's a good hang. It's like, that's not what this podcast is. If that's what you tuned in for, you have a lot of other podcasts out there.
Right. This podcast is about America and getting down to the basic problems.
It's about getting to the bottom of things.
Exactly. The problems in America. So this podcast with Mike Vecchione and what's her name?
Shannon.
Shannon will solve them.
Oh, who's the disrespectful one now,
Shannon,
Bobby?
I just got here. At least I know her name.
Right. I'm in my 60s, and I've never been here before. I'm not supposed to remember names.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
ageism.
After Mike escaped our podcast, he had to hide in a basement to get away from you.
Okay.
Friends become enemies.
Enemies become friends on this podcast. So let's do a deep dive into Ben. Bobby, could you just get back a little bit from the mic when you speak? I don't want to blow our fans. I want them listening. I don't want them having to go to the. This is pretty solid. I don't want them having to go to a doctor for an inner ear issue. Ben, let's get to you. Comedian, Russian born. Stop me anywhere that you want to comment. Born in Russia, does it bother you that you can't be the president? Because you can't. You're not allowed to be the president. Your thoughts?
My daughter's going to be the next president, so it's okay.
Okay. So women can be the president? Because that's not what you told me before the show.
Some women can.
Okay.
They just can't be named Hillary.
All right. Comedian, Russian born, Jewish. Okay. Can you care to defend that? I'm saying it like it's an accusation.
Right.
Jewish. Your parents.
Excuse Michael, can I? I'm getting into something really sensitive. You say it about a Russian Jew. I'm married to a Russian Jew.
Okay.
No disrespect.
No, there's
not,
no disrespecting.
To me, just to clarify, you're not married to me.
There's
different,
no disrespect. We're going to get to your checkered background in a second, my friend.
You probably should have started with Bobby.
No, no, no.
He can't hold
We're
going to
start with you, Ben, because you're the sleeper cell here, okay? Bobby comes in all full of piss and vinegar. He's the obvious guy we attack, but on this podcast, we know better. You are sitting there quietly with your book up, marketing, using our algorithms to
sell.
Silent
marketing, the best kind of marketing.
Your parents divorced. What'd that do to you?
I think it created a lot of anger issues, which I'm now dealing with in therapy.
You're dealing with them
in
therapy.
Which is why I couldn't get a ride from Bobby at 6 in the morning when he wanted to head over here.
He did want to come here very early.
Well, that's because I had to stop on the West Side to give out gifts to people for Christmas.
Do you offer to take people places and then just run errands with them? Is that how you live your life?
Yes.
Okay. Parents divorced. A lot of anger issues inside of you, Ben, because I feel it. It's pulsating on this podcast.
Oh, it's going to boil to a slow rage by the end when I'm yelling at Bobby.
Do you take it out on your TikTok fans?
Not yet.
Hey, 175,000 people, suck my dick. Do you ever say that?
Not yet. Do you ever just
post that and go, oh, that feels good because of my parents' divorce?
Not yet.
Okay.
Maybe today will be the day.
You're married. I was at your wedding. And an interesting story about your wedding. I was there and I saw the place card for one Bobby Haha, who sits to your right. And he wasn't there. And I made a command decision. I called him and I said, get your ass over here.
Before you go further, Bobby bullied me into an invite into the wedding. I didn't want to fucking invite him. He's a lunatic. He's a wild card. You just want a nice, calm, right, enjoyable wedding. Ben, you better invite me to your fucking wedding. Ben. Oh, but you better. So he kind of bullied me into the invite. I'm like, all right, fine.
Right.
Fine. We'll send you an invite. He says he's coming.
Fake news.
Continue with your story.
He said he was coming. He didn't show up. I saw the card on the table. I said to myself, this isn't right. And I got on the phone and I said, get over here right now. And he got in his car and came over.
Let me give you a full story.
Okay.
I believe you go, oh, fuck, I'll be there in 30 minutes. He puts on some, like, half pants that aren't really wedding pants, brings his date. He finds me during the wedding. He's like, oh, let me get you a gift, Ben. So he takes out all these crumpled up hundreds and counts out one single $100 bill and shoves it in my hand. There you go, Ben. That's good, right?
That's how they do it on the streets,
I then later realized him doing that would be better than any real gift he could have given because it's such a great Bobby Haha story.
It is a great
story. That was the actual gift.
But that's the thing. It's like, this seems like a made-up thing. Like, we're making this up. That actually happened. So the card was there.
The wedding was very good. But I got a bad stomach problem after the wedding.
I
had diarrhea for 3 days.
Hey, if you're going to make an accusation, man, make it, okay?
I'm making it. The food there, which was expensive because your father-in-law got a lot of money.
Okay,
You got lucky there.
I think the word you want is kosher. It was a kosher meal.
It wasn't kosher.
Okay, how do you know?
Because I know Glad Kosher. I used to be a rabbi's assistant.
A rabbi's assistant.
Yes, I was.
In prison.
I know the address of the Lubavitches, 770 Eastern Parkway in Brooklyn. How many Jews know that? Ben's a phony Jew. When's the last time you've been to Temple?
Ben is not a fake Jew. Okay, that's a heavy accusation to make.
When's the last time he's been to shul?
I've been right before the pandemic when my daughter was going to some Tot Shabbat thing.
Okay. Tot Shabbat.
If that's not Jewish,
I don't know what is,
that
buddy.
That is Jewish. That's
take
Jewish.
It back what you said about him being a fake Jew. Are you going to take it back?
No. Okay, he's a fake. No, he's not a fake Jew.
He's just a real Jew.
He's just a, what do you call that? He's not an Orthodox Jew.
He's a real Jew.
I'm not a religious Jew.
Hey, can I get the joke off? That's what I call him after we eat, and then I have to pick up the check. I mean, he's a real Jew.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Good one, Mike.
Okay, we can't use that anywhere.
You could use that.
Okay, can we use that, Ben?
We have my permission.
We have your permission?
Yeah. I give you the Jew stamp of approval.
Okay, it's a Jewish stamp of approval. All right, guys, I'd like to take a second to talk about one of our great sponsors, Hempire Direct. Fans of this show who are over 21, I got something you're going to love, and that's HempireDirect.com. Why are you going to love this? Well, they can legally sell you Delta 8 THC in 42 states. And why are you going to love Delta 8? Because it gets you high. Really, really high. Hempire Direct offers Delta 8 in vape cartridges, gummies, distillate, soft gels, and tinctures. It's all high quality, lab test verified, and they have incredible prices. Now, if you've never heard of Delta 8 THC, remember when you never heard of CBD, but then we gave you some weed education? Like CBD, Delta 8 is naturally occurring in hemp and can be sold legally in 42 states, but unlike CBD, Delta 8 gets you high. So go to hempiredirect.com. That's HEMPIREDIRECT.com or download the Hempire Direct app in the episode description. And if you use promo code GAS50, you're going to get 50% off your first order. That's right, 50% off your first order with the code GAS50. HempireDirect.com or download the Hempire Direct app and use the code GAS50. So go to HempireDirect.com or download the Hempire Direct app in the episode description. And if you use promo code GAS50, you're going to get 50% off your first order. Guys, 50% off. I'm not a math major, but 50% is half. It's pretty close to half off. That's right, 50% off your first order with the code GAS50. HempireDirect.com or download the Hempire Direct app and use the code GAS50. Happy holidays, everybody. Now let's get back to the show. You're married. We were at the wedding. Some of us there a little later than
and,
others.
Oh, and no, he left
can I tell
early.
You why?
He
can
fucking
I tell you
left
why?
Early, no, too.
I know the real reason why, so tread lightly here.
I'm
going to
say
friend.
The real reason.
Go ahead.
I just, like just now, I got really overweight. And couldn't fit it to none of my nice suits. I have, you know my closet. I got full of beautiful suits in there, but I got really fat.
Right.
And I had nothing to wear.
Right.
I tried to put on my pants, nothing could fit.
Right.
So then when you called, I still didn't want to go.
Right.
But I said, and I found one pair of pants and a sport jacket that fit. And I put it on and went there, but I didn't want to go with that outfit on because I have such beautiful suits at home. You know what I mean?
Right. And, so are you accusing Ben of fat shaming you with his marriage?
He's fat shaming me. Yes.
With his marriage.
Yes.
He got married and had a big ceremony and everything.
And then he fat shamed me.
Just in order to fat shame you.
Yes.
Is he that devious of a guy?
Oh, yes. I'm married to a Russian Jew. Okay. I know.
Well, Ben, Bobby also left my wedding early.
No, I took
before even dessert came out.
No.
I saw him scamper out.
What are you talking about? I had dessert. It was the best
last
one.
To arrive, first to leave.
Excuse me.
I think I got a ride
Lifo.
From him. No, I got a ride from you.
You got a ride from
yeah,
me.
Yeah, I don't think
you and
left
so
early.
Did Aaron Berg and his wife, okay. Christy Megan. They had
who's
she was
also,
pregnant
who's
with a baby at the
right.
time.
But Aaron Berg is another Jewish. Is that
he's
an accident?
He's a Canadian Jew.
He's a Canadian Jew.
Yes. So that's different.
Okay. Is it? How yeah. different is it?
It's a very different. Like, he's from Russia, he's from Canada. It's different sides of the world. He's a communist. The other guy's... A
okay.
freedom fighter.
Socialist. Yeah. Canadians are socialists.
All right.
No, they're not socialists.
They have universal health care. They're
so
socialists.
They're not, okay, we have...
According to the Republicans, they're
excuse
socialists.
Excuse me. We have Social Security. We have giving money to big oil companies.
That's
things.
Corporate
that's socialism.
That's
yeah,
different.
That's socialism.
Okay, you know, let's discuss the political issues later.
Yes.
Right now, we have to get to Ben. Married one daughter, okay, yes. who was in the studio last time, and Shannon babysat.
Did an amazing job.
Amazing job. You live in Astoria. You actually gave me a ride here. You went to Rutgers, as we covered, Scarlet Knights, which I don't get that.
They play Penn State this Saturday. You're going to lose.
We are 0-5 or 0-6,
I believe. 1-5, good fan.
We're 1-5. When we start losing, I jump off the bandwagon. You majored in economics and philosophy. And what are you doing with those, Ben?
I am using them to create books.
Books! That's
my second
Bobby,
book.
Bobby, a little slam on you. That's actually called a book. So I know you're not used to them.
No.
I don't know if you've ever seen one.
He knows them as doorstops.
That's a pretty solid one, Ben. Numerous comedy albums, numerous books. You're an established author. Huge TikTok following, which you have wielded and will sick on your...
And will continue to wield.
Yeah, and you just like sick them on people, and that's not fair. But here's what people don't know about you. You're also in a flag football league.
It's not a league, but it's every Sunday morning, yeah.
Why not tackle? Are you too soft?
We're too old and too soft.
What is okay. a flag football league? He said? Are
That's
you disparaging
you
against homosexuals and things now, Ben? You sick guy.
Okay, that could sound like out of context, but we're going to get to who you are in a second, and it's all going to make sense for the fans. If you're shutting this off and you're like, I need to write a letter or call somebody, we're going to make it okay. Flag Football League, which I don't understand why it's not tackle. You've admitted that you're soft now in front of other men. I don't know how this would play in jail, but probably not very well. And you also like need your space.
Yeah, I need quiet time.
You need quiet time and you need your space.
The whole quarantine thing and the wife and the baby always around, it's been very difficult for me.
I feel like I've known you a long time, and I feel like even before the quarantine, you needed your space, your thoughts.
Yeah, I mean, look, I had a lonely childhood, and then I grew to embrace being alone.
Right.
So when I don't have any alone time, I can't deal.
That's great. That's really great. It all stems from, we're all conditioned, you know? Some people have called immigrants lazy, Ben. You're an immigrant. Some people have called them lazy. Not me. I'm not one of them, but I have to cover the news from all angles. Some people have called immigrants lazy. Some people have called immigrants lazy. Is that why you wear glasses? Because your eyes don't work either. To get to the
good
bottom
one.
Of
that
things.
Was solid.
Why should my eyes, Mike?
Why
that
should
didn't
my,
sound like a question.
But why should my eyes work when these glasses will do all the work for me? Is that a thing, Ben?
That's the reason, yes.
Okay. Bobby, let's get
good
to you.
Do detective work. Good detective
work. I have to get to the bottom of things. Just because he's my friend, I'm not going to take it easy on
right.
him.
I appreciate you being very
I have to be direct with you. We're good friends, and I hope this doesn't hurt our friendship.
No.
But I have a fake journalistic
degree.
Oath that I have to fulfill.
Now, and you're also a fake investigator.
Bobby, I don't try to be hurtful. We're actually not that close of friends. We're more rivals. So
yeah, but not friendly
this
at
is
all.
Gonna I'm gonna actually take some pleasure in this. With Ben, it hurt me a little bit to go after him because he's a friend, but I'm gonna actually go after you a little bit here. Defend yourself. I'm gonna name some things about you and I want you to defend yourself. Homosexual.
Yes.
You're a homosexual?
Yes.
Because
I am.
You don't come off for our fans. I know you personally, but for our fans,
what does
you
a homosexual come off as?
Look into the camera and
what
and
does a homosexual come off as?
I believe you're a late in life homosexual, if that's the proper term.
Are you a late in life homosexual?
I would like, say, I wasn't born that way, no.
You weren't born that way.
I'm homosexual because of choice.
Bobby willed himself into becoming a homosexual.
I love, like, banging dudes.
Right.
Yeah. I was married before. I have children, everything.
Okay. So you're married before, so, but is the...
Not
the,
married. No, I'm just married now. I have children, though.
Okay, the science says that you were born that way. Is that true?
No.
Or you made a choice?
I made a choice. I was not attracted to men ever in my life until I was older, and I'm attracted to... If you see my spouse...
Yes, I've seen your spouse.
Is my spouse, what does my spouse look like?
Pretty sexy.
Thank you.
As a straight.
Right. It's a,
yeah,
looks,
I have
long
a record
hair,
of
it looks
being...
like effeminate, very effeminate, my spouse.
Why would you get a man that looks like a woman? Aren't you doubling back?
No, because I just, it's a the human being.
Yeah.
I don't look at sex of the person. I look as the human being. If it was a nice looking girl that I liked that was also, that could connect with me, because I'm a little, not that easy to get along with there.
You're not that easy to get along
no,
with?
You would never think
That's
that.
Shocking.
Yeah.
That's really shocking to a lot of the people listening to this podcast and listening to you scream into the microphone. Are you more of a pansexual then?
I have no idea.
That's somebody who likes to eat. Okay.
That was good, but you're on your ball today.
I'm on the game.
You're on your game.
And I'm getting to the bottom of things. Okay.
He's been doing lots of podcasts without us, and he's gotten much better, Bobby.
I've gotten much better at podcasting
since
we were crammed into Ben's apartment.
Yeah.
Homosexual veteran.
Yes.
Talk to me about your service to this country, because a lot of people here are grateful.
I spent 40 years altogether with the United States Marine Corps and the Department of Defense. I just retired a few years ago.
Right.
But now, you didn't even know I worked there, neither my brother. He tells me I'm a liar.
Oh, because it's top secret.
No, there's nothing
just
secret
like your
about
homosexuality.
It. No, nothing secret about it.
There's nothing secret about your homosexual. Were homosexuals, I mean, previous to this recent times, allowed in the military? Don't ask, don't tell.
When I was in, I wasn't homosexual until I left the Marine Corps.
Is that because of the rules of the Marine Corps? And
no,
you were
I just
abiding
never
by
was.
The rules?
I was never a homosexual at that time.
But now you are.
Yes, I am.
So when you leave the military, do other men just become homosexuals because they left the military?
I don't know. I don't care. All I know is myself, my own story.
Look, I have to ask these questions.
Lots of soldiers were exposed to Agent Orange. Perhaps Bobby was exposed to Agent Rainbow.
Were you exposed to something? I mean, Ben makes a good point with a joke, but he makes a great
joke
point.
Is flat because
okay, but no, was there some kind of a chemical?
No.
That made you?
No.
That turned your sexuality?
No. It was aliens.
You were a former loan shark.
Yes.
Could you elaborate on that? Why would you? Why?
Well, I was loaning money out and loaning money. Well, okay. People owe money.
Okay.
And some people would borrow money sometimes, and they have to pay with a little bit of interest.
Right.
Yeah.
And what if somebody kneecap here, an ankle there?
What if somebody didn't pay with a little bit of interest? What happens then?
Well, I had to take it from them.
You had to take it from them.
Yeah. And what, take it out of them?
Would you use violence?
Yes, I did.
You did use violence.
Yes. But I'm not violent anymore.
No, you're not violent anymore?
And the government actually reinstated me after I had a felony.
They
which is remarkable.
I don't think you should be allowed to vote, do you?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
And I voted for Biden, the winner.
Okay. All right. Well, way to throw it up in people's faces.
Yeah, Proud Boy.
I'm not a Proud Boy, and I will renounce them on this podcast. I have renounced them.
Do it right
what
now.
Do you want me to say? I renounce them. Like, say, you want me to renounce
the
them?
Proud Boys are nothing but pussies.
I can't. I'm not going to use that kind of language, okay?
Because
we have Christian listeners here.
Well, I'm an
atheist. I know that you're godless and atheist, and he's a Judaism.
I'm a godless Jew.
Okay.
Go on.
Okay, but so I won't offend our Christian listeners with that, okay? And plus, you don't tell me what to say on my own podcast.
This isn't his own podcast. Oh. He does what he wants now.
Listen.
Ben's not going to threaten me with his TikTok following, and you will not threaten me with your loan sharking background.
Listen, can I tell you something, Mr.
Wrestler? I got dirt on you, buddy.
Listen, can I tell you something? There's
what?
No dirt on me.
Oh, yes, I do. Listen. Loan sharking.
Yeah, and I went to prison for that, didn't I?
Okay, let's get into that. Prison.
Yes.
What was that like?
Nothing for me.
Oh, it was nothing for you.
Yeah, and I did 5 years. It was like nothing, and I still got reinstated back into the country.
Did you do push-ups every day?
I was a beast when I came out. I was lifting the weights and everything. My dog was in the yard at the weight thing, putting the weights away for people and stuff. So I got my own like weight set up and everything out there.
What'd you get incarcerated for? Be honest with the fans. Look into the camera.
Attempted murder and kidnapping everything because somebody owed me money.
Okay, attempted murder and kidnapping and
armed robbery. He said,
"All right, But it's like because somebody owed you money. That like is supposed to excuse it. You said that at the end of the sentence, kind of like, oh yeah. You know why? It's because somebody owed me money. Attempted murder. Where do we get the guests from here? Comedy.
Yes.
Are you still performing?
No.
Okay. You've retired from comedy.
Not really, but no. I took a break because I retired 2 years ago, and I get a lot of money now.
Okay.
Yeah.
So comedy was a source of making money for you, and then once
I did pretty well doing that. Too.
Once it didn't serve a purpose anymore.
You were in my shows, right? Didn't you get paid?
I did a couple of your shows.
Did you get paid?
I did a couple of your shows.
Were they packed?
Yes, they were full.
And you got paid, right?
I did get paid, and I didn't have to fucking come looking for you.
Exactly, because I'm a good man.
You are good. You at least paid on time.
And I paid you a little extra than I would pay.
I don't know about that. I don't think you paid me a little extra.
You were paid pretty well, Mike.
Bobby never paid me.
Bobby never.
Can I tell you something, Ben? Not for nothing.
Mike's the better comedian, but Bobby never paid me.
No, you know why? Because you don't deserve to be paid because all you do is walk people because you're horrible. Your stand-up is horrible. Lucky your TikTok is good. Look, your lip syncing is good because when you speak out of your lips, it doesn't come out so good.
He's going to be rich on TikTok.
I don't
and
care.
And we're both going to want favors from him.
No, I have
we're
money.
We're both going to want favors from him.
I have my own money.
The government,
I'm retired.
The government is paying Bobby to not do comedy, is
exactly.
what he was saying.
Yeah.
Okay, you have a lot of money?
I got good money.
Okay, well, can you loan me some? At a low interest?
No, I'm out of that business. And because you don't have a way to pay it back because this career you have here?
Yes.
You're like a jester in the king's court.
Oh, my jester?
And he's the king.
You
will have to get on your knees, court jester, because you will be forgotten in time.
You're pissing me off here because this is the fastest rising podcast on the Gas Digital Network. Maybe you haven't heard, okay? We have a lot of subscribers and we're fastest rising.
Are you?
We're on our way up, buddy, okay? Maybe we're not rolling like Ben, but we're on our way up.
175,000 followers. How many do you have? Two? Me and Ben, we're the only followers for you.
No, you and
I'm a fan of yours, though. I'm a fan of Mike.
I know you are.
He's a funny guy.
Let me keep going with this because I'm not going to get buttered up. I have to keep the pressure on you because I know you like to weasel your way out of... you were married.
No, I'm married now.
You were married to a woman?
No, I was never married to
a
woman.
All right.
But we were together and we had children.
Okay. You're a father, then.
I am a great-grandfather.
Great-grandfather?
A great-grandfather. I have a 3-year-old great-granddaughter.
Okay. I think the word great can be used in there's a double meaning to it.
No.
You're great in terms of like lineage great. But as far as great, are you?
Yeah, I think I am great. I'm a great grandfather.
You're a great grandfather lineage-wise.
I'm a great great grandfather.
No, you're not a fantastic grandfather.
I am.
I think you're a piece of shit person. So you're not a fantastic anything.
Because what you think doesn't matter. It's what my grandchildren and my great-granddaughter think.
I could see 3-year-olds liking Bobby. They don't know better. And he's like, you know, he's high off the ground. He picks him up.
He is a lot of fun.
Strong. I could see them liking him till they learn language.
He's a lot of fun. You own, this is what a lot of the listeners don't know about you. With all of your background, homosexual veteran, former loan shark, former prisoner, you own your own home sauna.
Yes.
We were there when you negotiated the deal.
Why?
No, I have a new one now.
You have a new sauna in your home.
Yes.
And what's the reason for it?
And I also have a new pool table.
Okay.
And ping pong and the air hockey.
Okay, so
it flips over the thing, and it goes air hockey to pool.
Can I ask you a question?
That's in my Bull Moose room.
Do you live in a Chuck E. Cheese?
No, I live at home. I live in the same place for 26 years.
What's the thought process behind a home sauna?
I like having a sauna.
Right.
I always wanted one, so when I was able to buy them, I got them.
Okay. You got them?
Yeah, this is my third one.
You have your third home sauna.
Yeah.
Being that you are a gay loan shark or were a gay homosexual loan shark, when you would collect money from a delinquent customer, would you say, don't jerk me around? Or would you say, jerk me around and I'll...
Not so solid, that one.
Okay.
That was good.
I thought it was pretty solid.
It's pretty good.
Okay, so that's who you are. That's, we have to... 33 minutes in, we have a good, grasp on who you guys are. And, thank you for coming in, both of you.
You're welcome.
Let's move on, though. And Shannon, I think that we should do some plugs, and then we'll get into the rest of the segments. But I'm really happy that you guys are here. I'm sorry I had to be so hard on you in that last segment, but I really, the fans...
Not as hard as Jerry Sandusky was on you.
The fans depend on me.
That was solid,
that
Mike.
Was
come
pretty
on.
Solid. That was pretty
it
solid.
It would have been even better if you said his name right.
Sandusky. That's his
Sandusky.
Name.
Sandusky.
As a Russian
Sandusky,
immigrant.
I get that corrected every day. I live with someone who's only... Can I say something,
yes.
please? I'm married now. You didn't say that.
Okay, you're married now, but I...
To a wonderful human being.
Okay.
And who happens to be a Russian Jew also, from Siberia, from Yakutia, Siberia, the coldest city on earth.
Right. And do you find him to be cold emotionally?
No, he's actually great. But
that's great.
He also... studied linguistics in St. Petersburg University, so he thinks he's better, everybody. And he actually corrects me every day on my English.
Right, and do you attempted murder him?
I yell and scream at home a lot, but I told him that before we got married, we were dating already, and I told him when we first started dating all the bad things about me.
Right.
I said, this is the way I am. I'll never hit you, which I never have.
Right.
I'm not that kind of person.
But I might attempt to kill you.
No, but I say nasty shit sometimes.
Right.
To get the frustration out, and that's why we're happy.
By sometimes, do you
I'm
mean
I'm married 3 years now. I'm very happy.
By sometimes, do you mean this entire podcast? Okay, look.
that was a nice one, Mike.
It was a pretty solid one, too bad. Shannon didn't think so. I'm not lobbying for the...
I didn't want to do two back-to-back.
Okay, there was two back-to-back. And that's too much horn for the fans. Their fans might get horny. Okay.
Get to your butt plugs already.
All right, let's get to... it's time to go to plugs, everybody.
Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. Always be closing. Always... be closing.
I'm gonna have Heidi lick some caviar off my balls in the meantime.
This guy is a wrecking machine. And he's hungry.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to the No Disrespect podcast and subscribing on iTunes and leaving us reviews. Shannon, the reviews are getting better and better. There's more and more. So we really appreciate it. Also, the YouTube premiere Monday night. Unbelievable show of support now. We're working our way up. We have it's like a big party every Monday night, 9 p.m., the YouTube premiere. So please continue to support, listen to the YouTube premiere, watch the YouTube premiere, and listen to us on iTunes, and don't forget to subscribe. So thank you for the 5-star ratings and reviews. And after the rest of the guys plug all their stuff, I will give some shout-outs to the people who have been loyal fans As for me, please follow me on social media at Comic Mike V. I will be posting things from this podcast, also from my stand-up. And when I get some live dates, I will share them with you at Comic Mike V on all social media platforms. Buy my album, The Worst Kind of Thoughtful, available on iTunes. And that's it going forward. Ben, what do you got?
I got a new book out called New Parent Smell, written with me and my wife. It's over 100 New Yorker-style cartoons, illustrations of our pregnancy and newborn jokes.
Perfect.
So if you know someone who...
Excuse me, what do you mean your pregnancy? It was your wife's pregnancy.
Can you not interrupt my plugs, Bobby?
I can interrupt that.
This is why Mike left
our
show.
Because I happen to be friends with his wife, who did a lot of work for veterans, you know.
Okay, that's fantastic. Let's let him plug, and you're going to get to your plugs. Okay, go ahead, Ben.
It's a great gift for the holidays.
Right.
If you or anyone you know is pregnant or recently gave birth, or you just want to make them laugh with an illustrated book.
Very good. So
newparentsmell.com or just type in New Parent Smell in Amazon. We already have 59 five-star reviews.
And Ben, where can the fans find you on social media?
Big Ben Comedy on all social media, but I only pay attention to TikTok.
Okay. All right. Big Ben Comedy on all social media. So buy Ben's book. And let's go to Bobby now. Bobby, what do you got?
Well, I have nothing to promote like that except the veteran suicide.
Okay.
It's a very important thing to me.
You're promoting veterans kill themselves?
No, I'm promoting for veterans not to. People have to start dealing with these people.
Right.
It's a different type of situation they're in. They
we
come
support
back
the,
here.
You came to the right podcast. We support the troops on the show. Where can they go? Is it a donation?
No. There's a donation, but there are things with suicide, things, prevention, and things like that. Matter of fact, like I said, his wife used to work for the veterans.
Right.
She's be part of the organizers of the New York City Veterans Day Parade.
Okay.
Right. And so that's the only reason. But Ben is definitely a Russian hacker, Putin socialist, communist.
Okay, well, we can get to Ben being the enemy.
Okay, but the thing is this. So people have to be good with the veterans out there.
Right. Be good to veterans.
Yeah, because a lot of veterans are going through things. People don't understand what it is.
Right.
To go through what these people have gone through.
Okay.
And myself. There's a lot of mental problems caused by people going into war and going into other things, that whatever they had to do, and the military period.
Okay, so is there a website they can go to, or is there
There's a lot of websites about it, but veteran suicide prevention.
Okay.
Where can they buy the t-shirt you're wearing? Give them that.
I don't know.
Okay.
This is the first time ever in his life Bobby has been stumped, just for the record.
Veteran suicide prevention... is what you're plugging.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I guess any call to action, go to a website, go to...
The different veterans' websites and...
support the veterans.
Support your veterans.
Support your veterans.
Hug a veteran.
Support American veterans. Not hug a veteran. We don't want to be hugged by you, Ben.
Right.
Tear your head right off.
Okay.
Yeah.
But so your plug is support the veterans, which we already do on this podcast.
Yeah, because it is really bad, especially during this holiday season, when guys come home and it's
absolutely.
Just,
I think we terrible, agree with you. We all agree with you here. I've just never been stumped on plugs before. Okay. But Vet, it's a very worthy cause. Shannon, what do you got?
Well, first of all, I'd be happy to hug a veteran and help support. Follow my.
I'd be happy to hug a prisoner too.
Also, totally fine.
If you hug Bobby, you get both at once.
I'm okay with it. Listen to my podcast, The Thing Is Ding. We talk about bad dates, fighting, and ghosts. Follow me on Instagram at ShannonLee6982. And wherever you listen to podcasts, you can also listen to No Disrespect live and for free every single Thursday at 3 p.m. Eastern at GasDigitalNetwork.com/live. If you use promo code NDP, you'll get a 2-week free trial plus access to all the other amazing shows on the network, the live chat, episodes sooner, all that good stuff. If you have questions or comments, send it to NoDisrespectPod@gmail.com. Go to PodcastMerch.com for t-shirts, hoodies, and mugs. And wherever you listen, make sure to rate and review. That's it.
Fantastic. Shannon, I'm going to read some comments from the YouTube premiere. Can you bring up the iTunes comments and to make sure we give shout-outs to everybody who deserves a shout-out? Canna Comedy Culture, loyal fan, loyal listener, loyal at the YouTube premiere. It's not a word, but I can extrapolate that the meaning of elucify is equidistant from elucidate and clarify. Canna Comedy Culture realizes that this is a highly educated podcast, and thank you so much. Shout out, Canna Comedy Culture. The Swede 9, this whole segment is hilarious, and I've had some serious belly laughs to a lot of them, talking about the Bad Cop, Bad Cop review we just did for the Thanksgiving episode. Cheers for the compilation. The Soder one I've rewatched several times. It kills me. So hilarious, man. Shout out to the Swede Nine. Thank you for watching and listening. James Nyborg. This podcast is carrying me through the pandemic. Keep him coming. So a lot of people depend on us for entertainment and for some of their news. So shout out James Nyborg. Thank you for listening and thank you for that compliment. One Antonio 35. Hey, Mike, your hair looks great. Thank you, One Antonio. Message to Shannon, if our identities and experiences rely on having a brain to store memories, then how can we have an afterlife without a brain to store those memories? No disrespect, but tell me, I don't. It sounded like a deep philosophical discussion that One Antonio 35 was trying to have with you, Shannon.
A quick answer. I think that the most important stuff is imprinted on our energy as well. So it goes beyond ego and stuff like that. But the most important stuff is printed on our energy, a.k.a. soul.
There's your answer, One Antonio 35. Imprinted on our energy. That's the YouTube comment answer that we are giving. And a shout out to you for commenting. Shout out to Bad Brain Studios. Loyal fan, loyal listener. Another great episode, Mike. Thankful as always. Thank you, Bad Brain. Jeffrey LeBlanc, always quality, Mike V rules. Shout out to Life on Top. Awesome show as always. Keep up the good work. M12, power couple, Shannon. I think they called us a power couple. Wow. Message to Katie.
You're not a couple, though, right?
No, we're not a couple.
I didn't think so. I don't think a nice girl, beautiful girl like that would go out with a guy like you.
Mike actually has a very nice girlfriend.
How
right
dare
now.
You?
What? Yeah, how
nice
long is that going to last?
It's been a while.
I've lost weight. I'm good looking now. Christian Smegel, shout out. Mikey V and Shannon are the only mega powers. We're a team. We're a sexy, good-looking team, and we're both lean and in shape, and Shannon doesn't have an appendix problem anymore, even though she went to a fake hospital, and I'm in great shape also.
Mike,
so,
can I make a comment?
Okay, can I suck my own dick for a second?
Yeah.
We are good-looking now, okay? We had weight problems in the past, maybe, but we're lean, and we're very, very sexual. So if you want to comment, be ready for anything that comes from this podcast that's sexual, because we're vibrating on a very high level of energy and sexuality. Go ahead, Bobby.
What?
You were going to say something.
Yeah, but I lost my train of thought.
Okay, Shannon.
Well, maybe you could help me understand the difference between a power couple and a power bottom, because I'm not sure what it is.
Wait a second.
How are you going to bring something like they're talking?
Because we were talking about sexuality.
And now you're going to talk about these sick sexual fantasies of yours of being a power bottom. That's a power bottom is a guy that makes other guys bang him in a keister. Like
in the keister.
Yeah. I don't talk bad words.
Right.
I don't curse you.
Aren't you the one that said that the best pussy is Chinese boy pussy? That's a Bobby Haha quote.
No, I've never said anything like that.
You wouldn't admit that now because you're married to a Russian Jew.
Who's that looks Chinese. Chinese.
That looks Chinese.
Because it's our Asian. Russia is part in Asian.
Right.
Yakutia, Siberia. Yeah. It's not Mongolia. That's China, pal. Okay? You got the wrong place. Wrong country, wrong people. But in Yakutia, Siberia, they all look very
right.
Chinese. Matter of fact, my spouse one day went to Chinatown, and a lady said something in Chinese to my spouse, and my spouse says, excuse me, I'm not Chinese.
Right.
I mean, I don't speak Chinese.
Yeah, I don't speak.
The lady said, shame on you.
Okay. All right.
Shame on you.
All right. Okay. Let's, Shannon, do we have any shout-outs from the from the downloads?
I'll pull a couple from iTunes.
iTunes.
One, the name here is Born to Bukkake.
Okay. Born to Bukkake.
I love that guy.
Sounds like a friend of yours.
Sounds like Bobby's husband. Go on.
The title is The NDP Way of Life, and the comment is, it's a shame to see Justin go, but Mike and Shannon continue to bring the laughs. Hell yeah.
We're holding it down, Shannon. We need Justin was very good. Justin was an integral part of the podcast and a partner, but he was all drops, and I missed the drops, so we got to bring them back.
Then I'm sorry, Alex is doing plugs behind me. 1 second.
That's okay.
Can I just give a quick shout out?
Yeah, give a shout out right here.
Okay,
look into
this
camera.
Is my mother would have been 100 years old this coming Sunday.
God bless.
She's not here no more, but 100 years old she would have been.
Respect.
And next week is my birthday.
Okay, well, November was my birthday month, and we're going to get to that, okay?
No, it's past already.
Okay, but it's past, but you weren't here for it, and I have to let everybody know, like a young millennial girl, that my birthday month has passed. Shannon, what other shout-outs do you have?
Here's one more. This is from Smashly Smish.
Smashly Smish. Shout out.
The title is Good Podcast, 5 stars.
Yes. Thank you for the 5-star rating and review.
And it says, as all the Gas Digital ones are.
Okay. Well, don't lump us with the, even though this is the a great studio.
Fastest rising.
We are the fastest rising podcast. Thank you for saying that, Ben.
I don't just plug my own books on the show, Mike.
But you do plug your books.
Also plugging New Parents Smell, but Fastest Rising Podcast.
Fastest Rising Podcast.
Do you want one more?
Yes, I'd like one more, Shannon.
Tal4169, the title is Awesome, 5 stars.
Yes.
And they say, you guys make me laugh so hard I almost wreck when listening to you. Keep up the good work. Love you guys.
So awesome. Thank you. What's the name again?
Tal4169.
Tal4169. Shout out. Thank you guys so much for listening. Please subscribe. Please tell a friend. We're fastest rising. So, and now let's dig in. Let's talk about some issues with you guys. That was my version. It was kind of a holding your feet to the fire. So now I'm going to throw some issues at you and we can talk freely, but let's not talk over each other. The fans deserve better. Thanksgiving. How was your Thanksgiving? And give me some, do you think turkeys should be vaccinated? Because there's that thing in it that pops that tells you when it's done. Is that a vaccination? Are they secretly being vaccinated?
No, I got, to be honest, it was just me and my spouse because my son-in-law, right. Who's a police lieutenant in New Jersey, and my daughter's a school teacher.
Name drop.
I'm dropping. Yeah, okay, my daughter's a great school teacher's speeches. You used to be a teacher, Mike.
Yeah, teachers are heroes.
Right.
Go ahead.
And she teaches special ed for 18 years now.
Right, and I taught it for 5 years.
Right.
So I'm a hero too.
Yeah. Okay, but not special ed, did you?
Yes, I taught special ed.
Okay, so?
Kids with behavioral and emotional issues.
Why do you think he deals with you so well?
Mm. He didn't deal with me so well, Ben.
Ben's a sniper.
Oh, Ben's going to get it. I don't care about his 170,000 followers.
You will care
about
them
because they can't hack me. I'm married to another genius just like him.
Oh, wait, when you're cornered by 175,000 12-year-olds.
Oh, they win.
Yeah, they are going to win.
Yeah, they win.
Okay, so you spent it, you were saying?
At home.
Okay.
But I went to Costco.
Your family.
And it's me and my spouse.
Right.
Because I couldn't go there. And also, a shout out to my sister. Hope she gets better. She's really sick in the hospital now with COVID.
Okay.
So to you people out there, this is some really serious things. And I also this year lost 2 of my best friends.
I'm sorry to hear that.
To COVID. Okay, but now, okay. So I went to the Costco.
Yeah.
And they had like these dinners for like 2 or 4 people, whatever it was, of turkey, stuffing. It has all the stuff in there, man. But it was delicious. You just throw it in the oven. And it didn't have one of those things in there. You just put it in the oven. They tell you exactly how long to cook it for.
Right.
It came back so juicy and tender and everything. The cranberry sauce is unbelievable. It was a great meal.
Bobby's real plug today was Costco.
Yeah, you're a Costco member. I think you told that story just to let us know you were a Costco member.
Oh, yes. And also for veterans, you get the half-price membership.
Well, what about our listeners who belong to Sam's Club? Do you think you're alienating them?
Well, I think I should alienate them.
Oh, you're against Sam's Club members?
I'm against Sam's Club and BJ's.
I was going to guess you were pro BJ's.
Ben, that's pretty solid.
Pretty solid.
I bring my A game to the No Disrespect
Well,
podcast.
I tell you what, it's no mystery that you have 175,000 TikTok followers. So turkey vaccinations, you say no, you don't need them, and you don't trust them.
No, I do trust vaccinations.
Okay. But
as soon as the one that comes out for the COVID,
right? But shouldn't we be asking?
I'm taking it.
But shouldn't we be asking these questions of the turkey? Like when we're eating turkey, it's like, is tryptophan going to hurt me? Is it going to help me?
It's not going to do anything to you. It's not even.
It
enough.
Makes you tired.
No, it does not. It's not enough.
Tryptophan makes
the turkey,
you tired.
It does not enough in a piece of turkey to make you tired. Do you know why you get tired when you eat a lot on Thanksgiving?
Gay sex?
No, it's because you're eating a lot of carbs also with that. And the carbs will get you tired.
Okay.
So it's good to take a nap and then go back up and then eat some more carbs.
We're an anti-carb podcast.
Well, I am.
This is a low-carb podcast.
Can I tell you something? You see, I'm just drinking black coffee today.
Yeah.
I just started. In 1 week, I lost 7 pounds by intermittent fasting because the doctor last week, the day before Thanksgiving, I went to the doctor. He says, you're so crazy. Your blood pressure is like 190 all of a sudden. He says, you're going to have a stroke. I said, no, because the parking situation, but I just parked illegally right behind the police, and then I showed my ID to the police, and they let me park there. It was very good to the New York City Police Department. My shout out.
Shout out. Okay.
That was an amazing story with no middle, beginning, or end.
It was a turkey vaccination joke that he just barely
butchered. Butchered.
And then gave a shout out to the police department for illegally parking. I mean, this is like a parole hearing. Ben, Ben, how did you spend your holidays? Do you think the turkeys should be vaccinated? Should we look into that?
I mean, I assume the turkey... One of your jokes is about chickens getting antibiotics and steroids because right. they're competitors.
Right.
Turkeys and chickens are cousins, so I assume whatever they do to chickens, they do to turkeys, right. so they're good. They've already been vaccinated.
Okay. Oh, because of the antibiotics and steroids yes. that have been injected into them.
Yes.
So we have to look into that. You spent it with your family, though?
Yeah, we went to my wife's brother's place. His family, he has two kids, and her parents came as well, so...
Okay, I want you to...
Super spreader.
Well, the nature of this question is to get to the bottom of turkey vaccinations, but there's also got to be some, like, heart to it, so I want to find out also what you did for the holiday. And he's not a super spreader. It was under 10 people. Wasn't it, Ben?
Or yeah,
it was like the really conservative Jews.
Those Orthodox Jews are making Jews together. Look bad. I don't like those Brooklyn Orthodox Jews with the super events. That's a bad look.
Kew Gardens, right near where I live. I live in Forest Hills, too. But in Kew Gardens, there's a lot of those. The ultra-Orthodox there.
Ultra-Orthodox.
And Orthodox. The ultra-Orthodox are the hot seed.
Yeah.
Either Lubavitches or the...
Those are all bad looks.
The other ones. Yeah, they're terrible.
I am not happy with those.
And even the other day, the people in Elmhurst, there was some after-hours club
right.
with like hundreds of people stuffed right. in there.
Those weren't the Jews, was it?
No.
Yeah.
No, but you know about
Jews aren't
going
to pay.
Clubs.
No, but I don't go to after. I don't go anywhere. I stay home.
But you did.
I'm an old person.
But you did.
Yeah, and I used to sniff cocaine, do crystal meth and everything.
Okay.
I don't do anything now. Happily married. I'm a happy man. And that's the way of my life. And my spouse also, Cyber Monday, they had a sale on the airlines.
At Costco?
No, at the airlines. I got a special deal on Cathay Pacific. So in October, I made sure the reservation was for October and a 5-star hotel.
Okay.
And
here goes
in Thailand.
In
Tokyo, I got a 4-star hotel and a 4-star hotel in Hong Kong.
Okay.
And I want to thank the Donald Trump supporters for paying for this beautiful vacation of mine.
Okay,
I made bets with them that they would lose.
All right. I didn't think this was the bragging part of the podcast.
Well, I'm bragging because the Donald Trump supporters paid for this vacation for
me. All right.
So I thought I would just happen to mention that.
Okay.
They're so nice, those people. They're losers.
All right, well, we have a lot of different fans from a lot of different walks of life, and we do not want to alienate any of them.
Because they're losers. They lost. I can't believe it. They're crying.
Well, it's an election.
And then they say you stole
it. It's an election.
But how could snowflake libertards steal from you? You must be very weak to let us snowflake libertards steal you.
I think we can detect which side you're on.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Costco club side.
Yes. Love Costco.
Okay, can we get back to turkeys
and
Thanksgiving? Because I like to talk about the holidays here and not go after half the country. White meat versus dark meat.
Dark meat.
I like the breast with cranberry sauce. But my
why
move...
are you being so vulgar? I said white meat, and you're like, I really like the breast. And then you started heavy breathing into the microphone, Ben.
Yeah.
Like, what's that about?
That's just my asthma acting up.
Yeah
that's what you're going to tell the cops, probably.
Right. My move with Thanksgiving is I always have just a little piece of turkey, because that's the only time I eat turkey. But all the sides are way better than the actual turkey, so... You minimize the turkey in the tops.
I dip it into the cranberry sauce and a little gravy.
I just like a pile of cranberry sauce, a little bit of turkey, and all the sides.
I have a story about my mother makes this cranberry.
Sure, make it about you.
I have to make it about me because this is why the people are watching.
Is your mother from Ohio?
Yeah, my mother is from Ohio. No more questions at this time.
So a lot of homemade stuff there.
There's a lot of homemade stuff.
Yeah.
And she made a cranberry, she makes a cranberry jello salad every year, and it's passed down in her family, and she has the recipe card from the 50s, and she makes it, and no one likes it. And no one eats it, and it seems like a test of loyalty every time she makes it. Like, how much of it will you eat? And it's like, hey, no one fucking likes this lady, you know? Message to my mother. And it's just a test of loyalty. And this last, it was just me and my sister there, we're the last two people standing, you know? And she's forcing us to eat it. How many bites can we have equals how much do you love me? And
have you told
her? Hold on. I got to get this out, Ben. I'm sorry. But she forces it on us. And it's such a tough, tough thing where it's like we spent most of Thanksgiving talking about this cranberry jello salad. And it's like, how much time are we going to talk about this? And she's like, I make it the best. And it's like, you make the best worst thing, and now you're selling to us. It's like being the best at giving somebody wet willies. It's like, it's a terrible thing that you're great at. I'd like to open it up to you guys now.
Have you told your mother in plain language that her cranberry salad is shit?
Okay, I can't do that, Ben, because unlike you, and can we get a close-up of Ben? Unlike you, I have feelings, and I don't want to hurt my mother's feelings. There's feelings in our family, and I know that you don't connect emotionally to anyone.
No, his father, he does. His father's a nice guy, actually.
His father is a nice guy, but Ben doesn't connect emotionally to people, and not everybody is built that way, Ben.
But just say, Mom, I love you, but your cranberry salad tastes like death. Can you not make it anymore?
Ben, I don't even know.
I would love you,
Ben,
more.
Ben, the only reason why you say that is because...
My mother never cooked?
No, and not only that, your mother wants to kill you for leaving that great school you were in.
But Bobby, she's over it because
she's not over it.
She has accepted it because I now have books out and she likes books.
Oh, and 175,000 followers.
But Bobby, question.
And you married a rich girl.
Bobby, I'm going to take control of this podcast. Question to you.
It's about time, Mike, 57 minutes in.
I will not get interrupted again.
Yes, you will.
Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Is Ben capable of love?
No.
He's not, is he?
No.
He's not. He's hurting inside.
Yes.
Or maybe he's not. I actually don't think he's hurting. I don't think Ben has feelings.
He's a psychopath, a sociopath.
He's a sociopath. I mean, I don't
Coming
think...
Coming from Bobby, that's a high compliment.
Bobby is an attempted murderer, okay?
I think he's also an accomplished murderer who hasn't been caught in those.
Is that...
How dare you, Ben!
Are you an accomplished murderer?
No.
Okay. Well, I had to follow up.
As he looks down and away.
Did you guys have the wishbone in your turkey? Did
no,
anybody have
I didn't.
A wishbone?
No.
I don't
no?
even know what that would be. I you didn't carve it. I don't know.
Because you don't believe in luck. Because it's when you take
You make
the bone,
your own like Mike. You make your own luck, Mike.
But you know the wishbone is like you take it and you split it apart.
Yeah, believe in that. It's just like to believe it in God, the invisible man.
Might as well just jerk off into a petri dish and hope for the best.
Right, and eat it yourself.
Okay, so you guys are both. You guys are. That's really nasty what you just said.
That was great. Yes, and improv there, Bobby.
Well, I just realized the gravity of what you said.
And you also have reached the good chemistry we had going here. That would bounce us from one to the other.
We had a very bad chemistry on that podcast, which is
no, until about today.
I had to leave that toxic environment.
I actually thought the three of us would make for a great morning news radio show, but we never got in front of someone that could hire us.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, we didn't get to any news topics today, but had you actually gotten to any, your listeners would see how good the three of us take any news item and turn into about Bobby's gay sexcapades.
I'm going to say a word about Thanksgiving, keeping us on topic.
Do you have Teddy Man Teddy following you?
Listen, yes, I do.
Because he was our best fan.
He was the best fan. We
actually
had him
probably, based on my statistical analysis.
Yes.
We had him up to the apartment, which is what we called the studio. leftovers, did you have any, Ben?
They tried to give us the pecan pie that we brought them, the uneaten part as leftovers.
Right.
But we refused to take it because Michelle took a free pecan pie from a church thing earlier that day that she was too embarrassed to bring to them, which we ate instead at home.
Do you enjoy taking things from a church?
Yes.
Instead of taking the leftovers, did she throw the pecan pie at other people's children or anything like that for revenge?
No, she gave it to her parents.
Can I say something about pecan pie?
No, I want you to say something about leftovers because
it's both.
Okay.
It's just the same thing. Years ago when my daughter, the first time she ever made a Thanksgiving dinner, this is when she was still dating a husband. They've been married now for a long time. But, I was working in the city, so she came to the club I was working at and brought a Thanksgiving dinner for me and a whole bunch of people there.
Right.
And what happened was, she made a pecan pie.
Right.
The dinner was horrible. It was her first time making a Thanksgiving dinner.
Was it worse than Mike's mom's cranberry salad?
Yes. Her pecan pie, the dog wouldn't eat. We had a dog. There was a dog in the club. He wouldn't eat a pecan pie.
Okay, first of all, my mom's cranberry salad is actually good, but it's just I don't like the cranberry salad whole genre. So it's the best of the worst thing, Ben, to clarify.
Right.
I don't know.
My mom is listening.
When you first started describing it, you just made it sound like
No,
I don't like
that.
It.
He said it was still the best of something that he personally doesn't like that genre.
And then I made a Wet Willy analogy that got nothing.
Right.
So she made a terrible meal, but a great pecan pie. Or a terrible pecan pie.
No, everything was bad.
Everything was
bad. But the meal was eatable.
Do you even love your daughter? Yes or no?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
We're very close.
I just had to ask. Yeah. She can't cook. She can't cook.
She can cook.
Everything is terrible.
You know what's unbelievable? She's a great cook.
Thanksgiving, my friend, is about being grateful, and it doesn't sound like
I'm very grateful. I'm very happy with my
life. How about look into the camera and apologize to your daughter?
Jennifer, I am very sorry for talking about your pecan pie, but it's the truth. That 1 year was horrible, but now she cooks great. Okay. She's had a lot of practice. She has two children now.
That sounds better. Because sometimes the truth hurts, but we have to get to the bottom of things on this podcast. Here's a question.
But I don't like the way that Ben talked about that your mother's thing. You should. Mike Vecchione's mother's a great woman.
She is a great lady.
You just need to have an honest conversation with her about her cranberry salad.
Sorry.
If you can't talk honestly about cranberry salad, how will you ever connect with her on a deeper level?
He already does. They love each other unconditionally.
There's a
mother and son and mother.
We do love each other.
There's a cranberry salad condition.
No, there's no condition.
Okay, just because somebody's behavior, you
just
don't
just because
agree
you
with
have
it?
Conditions in your relationships,
okay, Bobby,
Ben, doesn't mean Mike has it.
Thank you for taking it up for me. I think I can handle this.
I don't think you can. He's got 175,000 followers, Ben.
Yeah, he does. He does, but I'm going to advocate for myself.
Okay.
Just because people have certain behaviors doesn't mean you judge them, Ben. I can still love her, but not agree with her behavior.
But you're not even letting her know that her behavior is not
I'm
to
letting
your
her
liking.
Know through a series of tweets and podcasts. That's how I communicate now.
Right.
Question to both of you. What aggressive act do you do when you're alone? It's an aggressive act you do when you're alone. Share it with the fans. I mean, we're really taking back the veil here. And I want to know.
I put on Pornhub and masturbate furiously.
You masturbate furiously.
Yes.
And what's that from?
Because once you get married, you don't get sex anymore.
You don't get sex?
Right, Ben?
Even gay sex you don't get?
You don't even get nothing.
Are the gays and the straights marriages the same?
Yes.
Are they more alike than they are different?
It's the same shit.
Right.
I'm married to a wonderful person who I adore. But once you get married, the sex stops after a while, basically.
I don't think that's true.
Does the sex stop, Ben?
It does not.
Because he's a weirdo.
No, he's not a weirdo. Maybe he's evolved. Or maybe he's a weirdo.
I have needs that I insist on, Bobby.
Ben, are you a weirdo?
Everyone's a weirdo.
Okay, so
you see what he says? Insist on. You shouldn't insist on nothing with your spouse.
Is consent a thing in your marriage, Ben?
Yeah, I don't.
Are you consensual with her?
Yeah, it's consensual, but sometimes she needs reminding.
When she's sleeping?
No, when she's awake.
Okay. You don't have to remind someone.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
No, you can set a reminder on your phone.
Right. Thank you.
You can do that now. You can do
that
now.
That's solid.
And that message to Katie, she taught me that.
Right.
You could set a reminder on your phone. So, You are in a sexless marriage, and Ben
not a
is
sexless
having
marriage, but
a coerced not, sexual experience.
No, no,
Ben?
No. We do have sex.
Okay,
but
holidays?
No, here
Leap
and
year?
There, here and there. But we're happy.
Is here and there how you do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is very conditional. His marriage, I see.
So let's not judge other people's relationships.
Oh,
okay?
I will judge them.
We all have skeletons in our closet.
Oh, I have one skeleton.
Well, you've got a couple of bones. I don't know if it's a skeleton.
I got a whole cemetery.
What aggressive act do you do alone, Ben? I mean, Bobby answered masturbate furiously. Not a shock to me, because I know him. What do you do when you're an aggressive thing? Because I'm about to share mine.
All right,
so.
Yeah, no, if I get angry, when I get angry, I'll, slap myself in the face a few times.
Can you look into the camera and give us
I'll slap myself in the face real hard,
Ben,
if I'm, really angry. Yeah.
Look into the camera.
Yes.
And smack yourself.
I'm not
going
to do... I don't want to damage the headphones, because if I do it right,
You do it hard.
I do it hard. I don't fuck around.
Wow.
Let me smack you in the face.
Well, they...
Don't talk dirty to me on this podcast, Bobby.
You smack yourself in the face,
yes,
Ben, when you're angry.
Yes.
Thank you for being so vulnerable.
Oof, what a sick bastard.
Well, no, he's not a sick bastard. He has to get his anger
out.
I tried to teach Ben breathing.
I get it out from screaming, yelling. That's why I'm a pretty happy guy.
That too. I also yell first and then...
At somebody?
No. This is alone. Sometimes at someone too.
Because
but...
you're Jewish, do you yell at Jesus? Do you ever do that?
No.
Do you, as an atheist, do you ever yell at Jesus?
There is no Jesus.
Jesus technically was a man, even if you don't believe
he was
the son
of God.
No, he was not. He wasn't
there
a
was
man.
No proof.
He wasn't a carpenter.
No,
he wasn't even a carpenter.
No. There was no Jesus. It's a bullshit story in a bullshit book.
Because he was eaten by the dinosaurs?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. What I'd like to do is...
Gilgamesh was also...
Okay, can I talk about myself now? Because I asked you the question, and you had your chance. Can
you're
I speak?
Right, you're right. Let's hear about you.
I'd like to speak for a second. I shadowbox sometimes, and I pretend I'm the heavyweight champion of the world when I'm shadowboxing. And then, if that's not enough for the fans, I'll take it even a step further, because I am inspired by Ben punching himself in the face. I don't punch myself in the face.
Slap, not punch.
I shadowbox, and... sometimes I go into grocery stores. I'm living a low-carb lifestyle in all transparency with the fans, and I'll go into the grocery store and I'll go to the bakery section and I'll punch the bread when no one's looking.
You filthy animal.
Well, I'm living a low carb lifestyle and I resent them putting the bread out. I resent them putting the bread out.
And you're ruining people's.
You shouldn't be eating the bread. Sugar is a killer.
I know, I'm not.
Okay, so I punch the bread. Go ahead, Ben.
Here's my question. You said you pretend you're the heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
You've been losing a lot of weight. Right. Why not go for middleweight or phantomweight champion? Why make yourself heavyweight?
No, he's not even close to being a phantomweight. Are you kidding?
I'm very lean right now.
Yeah, even if you're at your leanest, I would say light heavyweight.
I'm just saying you didn't have to go for heavyweight champion. Why not be aspirational?
I'd like to answer Ben's
question. That's the leanest, you're 170.
I would like to answer Ben's question right now. The heavyweight champion of the world commands certain status, okay? And that's what I was going for.
So you care more about status than weight.
Well, the actual weight is what you're talking about.
This is a fantasy he's talking
about, because you're a scientific guy, and everything's on an algorithm with you, and I understand that, Ben, but I was going for the glory, the heavyweight champ, all the status.
Like Rocky, and they're playing the Rocky music in the background.
No one asked Rocky what he weighed, Ben.
Right. And he's a midget, Sylvester Stallone, isn't he, or something?
So did you guys just judge me there for punching the bread?
I did.
Yeah, why?
Why? Because other people are trying to sell that bread and make a living from it, and you're destroying their property.
I'm trying to save people's lives.
No, you're not.
Yes, I am. Because bread is bad for you.
Not all bread.
It's a filler. Okay, not there's all no bread, nutritional sir. Value to it.
It so depends on what kind of bread are you eating.
It's not the kind of bread, okay?
Do you punch protein bread that has no carbs, really?
Oh, come on, man.
That's not for sale at the grocery store.
The only good bread is a dead bread.
Ben, that's
pretty... What about a good pumpernickel? That's not dead.
I like a good pumpernickel.
Yeah.
What's the sourdough is the one that's supposed to be the most nutritious?
That's Bobby's finishing move in sex.
The sourdough. Oh,
nice one.
Is it the sourdough?
That was a solid. That was very solid.
That was
solid.
A solid one. Thank you, Ben. I was a favorite restaurant. Let's go there. Favorite restaurant, guys. Ben, do you want to go first on this one?
They're all closed now, so I don't... it was my wife's birthday the other night, and we went to a nice one. I'm going to mispronounce it, but it kind of sounds like gonorrhea, but it's like Ganuri. It's this Korean barbecue place on 32nd and Broadway. It's like on the 39th floor, and you get an awesome view of all of Manhattan and really delicious meat.
Do all Korean words sound like gonorrhea to you, Ben, or is it just this
just
restaurant?
The ones that start with G, but it's spelled like G-A-O. N-U-R-I or something.
Well, I guess we can't give them a plug because...
No, that was very racist because
well,
of what
maybe
Ben
he
said,
was trying
he
to plug gonorrhea. I don't really know what
no,
Ben
but the way he says
that.
All Korean words sound like gonorrhea, you're very disrespectful to the Korean people that
no
are watching
disrespect
this.
Korean
that are listening to this right now.
He said no disrespect, so I forgive him.
Okay, no disrespect?
He did use the name of the podcast in his explanation.
Then we'll let him go.
Bobby, what's your favorite restaurant?
Le Cote Basque.
What is it called?
Le Cote Basque.
It's French?
Yes.
And why?
But I haven't been there in a long time because, unlike Ben, I don't go to restaurants and sit inside. I order to go.
Right.
And go pick it up curbside or something because I'm not going to sit in a restaurant and spread COVID or get COVID spread to me like Ben does, super spreader.
Is contamination part of the dining experience now?
For Ben, it is, yeah. Not for me.
When I was visiting my mom, I went to a farm to table. Have you guys ever been?
To what?
Farm to table.
Yes.
Do you know what that is?
Yes.
Okay, well, ours was on a golf course. So are you guys golf? Do you ever play golf?
I have played golf.
Yeah, because
But I'm not a golfer.
No, but you enjoy 9 holes.
18 holes.
18 holes.
And I always stay on the back nine.
Okay. So are you guys into the organic lifestyle? I'm going to say some words here. I want your reaction. Gluten-free.
I want to go back to farm to table.
Farm to table.
Farm to table.
You enjoy
more
it
more often is pretty similar to ass to mouth.
Okay.
Yeah.
You would agree with that?
No, I went to a nice.
I don't
place
know
upstate.
Why we have to turn this filthy.
Upstate, New York. Yeah, Ben. Why do you always do that?
It's we a have habit. To turn it filthy.
No wonder why he smacks himself in the face.
Well, that's a lot of misplaced anger.
He deserves it.
Organic. I my favorite restaurant in Astoria where I go. I order the Hungry Man's omelet.
But what's the name of the favorite restaurant?
I can't say.
You have to.
Well, they don't sponsor us.
So but, what? You have
no,
to
no,
say
no,
it.
No, 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 no.
Because what if I want to have a delicious omelet?
Okay.
And I can't go there because you didn't tell me.
Yeah.
And now I'm wondering, what's the place that has this delicious omelet?
You have to sponsor this podcast for me to give you a shout out on it if you are a business. Okay?
Okay. But I shout out Costco.
You live by your own set of rules, obviously. I'm sorry, Ben, are we boring you?
No, my meter's running out in 5 minutes, so I'm trying to renew it from the studio.
Okay, no, we're going to wrap up here.
No, it's soon. Fine.
My meter runs out at 4:40.
I'm sorry. I think we're making the fans feel too good, and we're giving them too much entertainment for Ben, because he's got to get out of here.
No, can I just tell you something?
I'm trying to extend my goddamn
parking
here.
You should give your fans good entertainment, and just kick Ben right out of here, let him smack himself a few times.
Okay. I order the Hungry Man's Omelet. The name of the place, since you've pushed me, is called Zorba's. So shout out to Zorba's in Astoria.
Well, you live in a Greek neighborhood, yeah.
I live in a Greek neighborhood, and the Greeks, there's a lot of Greeks. And the Hungry Man's Omelet. And I stopped ordering it because I'm like, well, it doesn't matter what's in it. There's a lot of misogyny in it because it says Hungry Man's.
Man's
and like,
dinner.
Can't this
what
be
about a,
hungry- a
woman have
like,
it?
Can't
right.
it be a hungry person?
Right.
You know, I said that. And they didn't understand the Greeks. You know, they have their own way of thinking. So I was like, as a hungry person, you know. So I eventually had to stop ordering it, you know.
Yeah.
Because a hungry man.
And you're very woke. I can see that.
Well, I just think it should be a gender neutral. I can't have my breakfast be this problematic.
So if you're gender neutral, you say you are, some guy comes up and hits you in the keister a little bit, so you're okay with that?
Well, as long as he doesn't call it a keister because he's from the 50s.
I was born in the 50s, yeah.
This is the Gas Digital Network, and you guys are on it right now, and I'm on it, and this is the fastest rising show on the network. But I'd like to... Thank you, Shannon. I'd like to talk a little bit about gas. You guys are both car owners, and I had a car before it got stolen. And if you're out there and you fucking stole my car, then I'm not giving you a shout-out. We need to fucking...
It helped you get on the Tonight Show, though, so you actually should thank them.
I did that story on the Tonight Show. Thank you, Ben, for...
I mean, you would have gotten on anyway, but it was a good... I was trying to help you.
Thank you.
Didn't succeed, but I was trying.
You did succeed. 175,000 TikTok followers.
Oh, that's a lot of TikTok followers.
Okay, it's a lot of people, and I don't want to do anything to fucking waken that army.
No. Those 12-year-olds can be pretty nasty.
They can be pretty...
Especially when it's 175,000.
Yeah, you know how much energy they have? They have a lot of energy. there's different brands of gas out there, I know from having a car. You guys both have cars. And 87, 89, or 93, what do you fill up on?
Well, since I drive... The car I use now, I do have a few vehicles, but the car I use now is a Porsche, and so I have to use a 93.
Oh, you drive a Porsche?
Yes, sir.
Okay. How big is your penis?
Not too big. It makes it look bigger, though.
The Porsche makes your penis look bigger. Yeah. So that's a 93. And Ben, what do you use?
I use 87, the cheapest one.
Why do you not care about your car?
It doesn't matter. It's like if it's a standard car, it takes standard gas. You don't need to give it fancy gas. Those are lies fed by the gas industry to make more money.
Mazel, mazel. Good things.
Solid, Shannon. You're having a great episode, Shannon.
Now.
Great job. Can I say something about the farm-to-table restaurant? I have to loop it back because we're talking about gas now, Ben, and you said you use the cheapest. And when I was talking to the farm-to-the-table people, the waitress came over and she's like, have you ever been there before? Been here before, and I said no, and she goes, we have a trust level with our suppliers to only bring you the most organic food, and it struck me, you have a trust level. I mean, isn't that pretty intense for a relationship between a restaurant and a supplier? You're setting yourself up for a biblical style betrayal there, I would say, and I'm just relating it to Ben. Do you not care about your car at all? And did you break the trust level by giving your car bullshit gas?
Well, saying you have a trust level before you even begin to take an order, that sounds like a pre-apology to me. Like, it's like, look, some of this might not be organic, but we trust our suppliers. So
you think the waitress is passing it off to the supplier.
Yes, absolutely.
If you get fucked up, if there's glass in your food, if there's a needle... in your food, it's from the supplier.
Yeah, we trust
our suppliers. Don't try to make fun of me.
I'm not trying to make fun of you.
You're disparaging me because I used to use needles when I was younger.
You're a drug user.
I used to be.
Okay.
And you saying that because you wanted to just stick it to me because you despise people that at one time in their life used drugs but quit.
The way that you used to stick needles into yourself is the way I'm doing it now?
Yeah. hurtful stuff. Solid. That
hurtful.
Solid.
It was hurtful stuff.
No, but that was solid. But you came back with the needle.
It took a long way. We went.
Stop needling me.
But Ben, that's a great point. Originally, about the fact that she was trying to pass it off on the supplier, saying what a great relationship they had and how deep it was, and it struck me as a little bit odd. But the meal was very good. So does that mean that she actually does have a trust level with the supplier, and that you're just in your head and you're conspiracy?
I might be having conspiracy theories. Anytime I hang out with Bobby more than 10 minutes, I start to think conspiracies might be true.
Ben, as a result of you being wrong on that one, can you look into the camera and smack yourself in the face?
No, give yourself a good smack.
Give yourself a good, solid smack.
Come on.
Look into the, make eye contact.
I'm not gonna hurt you too, man.
Could you make into the eye contact and smack yourself for that? Okay, thank you.
That was about what I do.
Thank you.
I mean, I work harder.
Guys, our listeners deserve it. So they work hard.
Quit interrupting.
Last thing, guys, we're going to get to. We went long, and Shannon, I'm sorry that we went this long, but we're in a good workflow,
right?
And we had the holidays to kind of deal with. So,
can I catch this on YouTube?
Yeah, you can catch it on YouTube
every Monday night,
9
p.m. premiere. Didn't you listen to the plugs?
I don't think we have to berate each other, Ben.
Yeah,
on
I'm
this
an
one.
Older person. You're making ageist remarks.
He's an older gay American,
right?
He said gay American as
and a veteran.
But McGreevy said that. He said, "I'm a gay." Was that McGreevy who said that? I'm a gay American.
Aren't all Americans?
Not. McGreevy's not an American.
Are you going to let this immigrant talk about Americans that way? As a veteran?
When I get my foot out of his ass, we'll see what happens then.
Pretty
he
hot.
Likes to smack himself. How about he gets a big foot? I'll put a condom on my foot first because I don't want to get it messed up.
Okay. Protection is key.
Yes.
Do you have any embarrassing? You guys both work out. You're in great shape. And me and Shannon are in great shape.
I'm not in great shape, but I'm going to get there. I started. See, I have a great spouse. So I go now and I walk.
Somebody doesn't want to sleep on the couch.
I walk 4 or 5 miles a day. No. Now, every night, my spouse comes out with me, who doesn't need to work out like I do.
Right.
But because to help me lose weight, my spouse alters his schedule to help me with losing the weight.
Well, maybe if you didn't care so much about bread and you would let people.
I don't eat bread anymore.
Don't eat bread.
In the last week, I've lost like 7 pounds already.
This is a low-carb podcast.
I'm low-carb now.
Well, when I work out, I was running. This is kind of a weird story. I was out running at my mother's development because I don't go to the gym because I didn't want to contaminate. So I went running.
You don't want to contaminate.
No, I didn't want to risk it. I didn't want to risk going to the gym. So
right now you're contaminating me and Ben.
I'm not contaminating you and Ben. It's everybody calm down. I was running around the neighborhood. I do a 30-minute run. I'm actually in pretty good shape right now. And I was coming in, and I do these series of calisthenics at the end of my workout, and I was in front of my mother's door in the development. They're all clustered. And I was doing my workout, and I finished it up, and then people are looking at me through a window, and I'm like, what are these people looking at? What are they looking at? You know what I mean? I live right next door. I'm just, you know, doing my workout, and I just figured they just never saw a guy in such good shape before, probably. So I finish up and I'm cooling down and I go into my mother's, you know, they leave the door open. My mom leaves the door open. So I just go in and I'm about to turn the knob to go in and I realize there's a mezuzah, Ben, on the door. There's a mezuzah on the door. And
right.
I realized, okay, either I'm at the wrong apartment or my mother secretly converted to Judaism and didn't tell me.
In 30 minutes or less.
No, she converted to Judaism properly when I'm up here and away.
Right.
And then I come down there and maybe at Thanksgiving she was going to tell me, because that's when you say I'm gay.
Because you're Italian Catholic, right?
Yeah, I'm Italian Catholic. So that's when you reveal things about yourself on Thanksgiving to the family. You know what I mean? You say whatever. You know what I mean? I'm now a Jewish. I'm a homosexual. It's like that's the time to do it, you know, in front of family. So maybe that she was going to do that then. Or maybe I was at the wrong apartment.
And maybe either way, I think the neighbors started to think you were just psyching yourself up before doing a breaking and entering home invasion style thing.
Well, the most logical
what is it?
Answer is when she got the apartment, it wasn't brand new and the person before was Jewish and they had a masseuse in the door.
And my mother didn't take it down.
Because she didn't want to disrespect the Jewish faith.
No disrespect.
Right.
I think no disrespect. I think that's a great place to leave it. An hour and 21 minutes in. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. And, you know, the chemistry, it was never good.
And it's still not good.
I don't think it got better here. No, I'll be honest with you. I don't think it got any better. But I think it was a treat for our fans.
Right.
The fans
of Gas
Digital.
To see how bad chemistry can actually be in one room.
Bad chemistry, this is what it looks like.
This is exactly
what it looks
like.
No one ever talks about bad chemistry.
No, because usually you have good chemistry.
Yes.
And then today, it's nothing but bad chemistry.
It's nothing but bad chemistry.
Was I in the same room for the last hour and a half? I thought this was great.
It was terrible, Ben.
It was terrible.
It was terrible.
I think it's
chemistry.
Great too, but the chemistry is terrible.
But I did enjoy both of you coming in, and I did enjoy your attitudes towards me grilling you, and for you not to take it personally because there was no disrespect intended.
No disrespect at all.
No disrespect at all.
Can I say something really
quickly? Yes, Shannon.
The listeners that are listening live in the chat love the three of you together and say they could listen to this for another hour.
Okay.
They love you guys.
Those people need to punch themselves in the face.
Or go out and pay for my parking.
Or book us on a radio show or make this like a morning news drive thing.
No, you're trying to get it to Mike's gig. Here.
But Ben is trying to
stick
gig. With your books.
No, different gig.
Oh, wait, he's got 175,000 followers.
Ben is trying to shake down the listeners of Gas Digital with no disrespect intended.
No disrespect.
No disrespect. Thank you guys for coming in. Thank you, fans, for listening and subscribing. For Shannon, for me, for Ben, for Bobby, we will see you next week.